As we go live on air, Pope Benedict is currently praying Vespers over the tomb of St. Augustine. It's the culmination of a two-day pastoral visit, which began in Vigevano and continued to the nearby city of Pavia in northern Italy. The Pope is known for his great devotion to St. Augustine. In 1953, the future Benedict XVI wrote his doctoral dissertation on him and has in the past made reference to him in his writings and speeches. Before making his way to St. Augustine's tomb, housed in the Basilica of St. Peter in Golden Heaven, the Holy Father addressed staff and students at the University of Pavia. During his speech, he reflected on St. Augustine, a co-patron of the university.
Incontrandovi, cari amici,
meeting you, friends, come spontaneously thoughts of St. Augustine, co-patron of this university, together with St. Caterina of Alessandria.
Insieme a Santa Caterina
the existential and intellectual root of Augustine is to testify the fertile interaction between belief and culture.
Sta a testimoniare la feconda interazione tra fede e cultura.
Earlier in the day, the Pope visited St. Matthew's Hospital in the city, where he spoke to doctors and patients about the great gift of human life and the need for it to be respected in all of its phases.
L'ospedale è un luogo che potremmo dire in qualche modo sacro, dove si sperimenta la fragilità.
The hospital is a place which could be described as sacred, where the fragility of human nature is witnessed on a daily basis. But along with those weaknesses, the enormous potential of human genius and scientific technology at the service of human life are also seen. Human life, this great gift, no matter how much we explore and experiment, remains a mystery. On leaving the hospital, Pope Benedict made his way by car to the gardens of the Almo Borromeo College, where he celebrated Mass before a crowd of around 20,000 faithful. During his homily, which focused on conversion, the Holy Father reflected on the saints Peter and Paul, but again he turned to the life of St. Augustine. He spoke about a man who was tormented by the quest for truth and the search for a personal relationship with God, and added that this saint was a model for Christians today.
Viveva come tutti gli altri, e tuttavia c'era in lui qualcosa di diverso.
He lived exactly like the rest of the men of his time, and yet there was something special in him. He remained a person in continual search. He never contented himself with life as it was presented to him, and as others lived it. He was forever tormented by the question of truth. The Holy Father's visit brings the three-year celebration of the 1650th anniversary of St. Augustine's birth, the 7th centenary of the death of St. Nicholas Tolentino, and the 75th anniversary of the great union of the Augustinian order to a close.